It's the same thing.
Here we go. We're in Hilchas Psulei Muktosh in the Rambam Pirk Vav Halacha Yudches, Chapter 6, Law 18. Okay, now we're going to talk in Yudches. It's quite a long halacha. And basically, there's a discussion. If you find an animal, when should you be concerned that it perhaps was sanctified as a korban or not? So now, obviously, if you'd find an animal roaming around somewhere in Tzfat, you shouldn't have to worry that maybe somebody made a korban, because most animals in Tzfat have not been designated as korbanos. So where would it be more likely to worry about such a thing? In the Jerusalem, in what do you call it, the GJA, the Greater Jerusalem area. Okay? So that's the first issue. And then it would depend on the type of species of animal it is as to what type of korban you might be suspicious of it being. And if we have to be concerned on the strict side that it is a korban, what do we do with it? But on the other hand, it may not be a korban, so then what may we not do with it? So those become the various issues we have to go through.
It just seems like, did it break away out of like a fenced area, an area, or is this?
It doesn't matter where it came from. You're just seeing it's lost. That's all. We find a lost animal. We aren't able to find the owner, and now this animal's just been going around somewhere.
Well, people could have lost his sheep.
And that's all. So let's see what it is. So Yurchas Behema Shenimtzas Mirushalayim Vaad Migdal Eder. You find an animal. It's in the Jerusalem area. A radius until the city of Migdal Eder. I don't know exactly where it is. Ukamidaso, and that radius around. So whatever, this is Yerushalayim, and let's say this is Migdal Eder, so then it's that radius. Whatever that is, we'd have to look at more commentaries. L'chol ruach, in every direction. Okay, now what kind of an animal might it be? Well, im nekeva bas shenosahi, if it's a first yearling female sheep. Okay, now it's great concern, because a first yearling sheep, female, can be a korban chatas. Okay, now if you don't, now we have a lot of issues here. Could be the korban, it was a korban, could be it was a korban chatas. There's a good likelihood, because you're finding it in this area. Now, if the owner couldn't find it, he would have to bring another korban chatas, wouldn't he? Now, what do we already know if an animal is first designated as a korban chatas and it's not used as a korban chatas? Because another one is, you have to kill it. You put it in the kippah, you put it in the enclosed area. Therefore, we have to assume the worst. And therefore, konsul a kippah, you enter it into that enclosure, at shetamus, until it dies. Shema chatasi, perhaps it is a chatas, and the owner may have just brought a different animal as the chatas. Doesn't mean it for sure is, but it could be. And since it could be, and we'd assume there's a likelihood of that being. Because remember, you first checked out, is this anybody's animal? Right? So first of all, I want to make sure it's not anybody who they was their own and had nothing to do with that.
How do you do that?
However you normally do that.
Emails, or what would you do?
Well, that's the law of Hilchas Avedis, right? You reported this and that, all these different things. We're assuming that we've taken care of that issue, right? The Rambam's not dealing with this. He's just focusing on the Hilchas Psulei Muktoshim aspect.
Okay.
He's not assuming just take every animal and kill it. But if you have no way of knowing who the owner is, and it's in this specific area, and we can assume that there's a possibility that happened. Now, it could have been other korbanos, nothing to do with a korban chatas. But since it could have been a korban chatas, then the only thing you can do with it is kill it. Okay, now let's take a different type of animal. Hoysa bashtayim, if it's a second yearling animal like that, so it could not, a second yearling cannot be a chatas, cannot be an ola. Okay. And so therefore the most likelihood is it's a shlamim or a toda. Okay. Therefore, what do? We can assume it's either a shlamim or a toda. Now we don't have to kill it, but there's a lot of other things we could do. But there are differences between a shlamim and a toda, right? There's breads that are brought by a toda, but not by a regular shlamim. There's less time to eat the animal by a shlamim than a toda. So how do we play this all out? So you have a shlamim, you bring it as a shlamim, which can include, maybe it's a shlamim, maybe it's a toda, and to be on the safe side, the yavi ima lechem, bring breads with it, because if it is a toda, it needs 40 breads to be brought with it.
To bring breads even if it doesn't need it.
Well, we don't know. Shema Torah. Maybe it is a Torah. Now, what are we doing with the breads? We're not doing a lot with the breads. We're just having people eat them. You're just waving them and eating them. It's not like you're bringing it out, you know, something you can't bring.
You're converting it to that kind of an offering.
Well, that's fine. So you can give it to the Beis HaMikdash to be done as the bread. And if it's not a bread of a Torah, we're just eating bread anyway. It's not a problem. All right? Now, the Rambam is interesting. Now, although we say, wait a minute, but aren't we now... Didn't we say yesterday that in certain situations you don't do this because we're limiting now the amount of eating it can be done? But in the other, well, yesterday there were other options that we had, so we chose other options. Here you don't have another option because it wasn't like two animals. We weren't sure which animal was which. Remember, yesterday it was two animals. One's a shlamim, one's a toto. What are we going to do? So there's ways to get around it. But here, there's no way to get around it. It's just one animal. So what am I going to do? I got to do something with this animal. I have to be concerned. It's either a shlamim or a toto. Do I do nothing? I can't do nothing with this. So therefore, since I don't have a better option, I'll have to reduce the amount of eating time because I have no other option. You have to keep that idea in mind as opposed to yesterday. It will come up again today as well. It says the Rambam chooses this option disregarding what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you bring two animals. In other words, you bring this animal plus another animal. And therefore, you cover yourself completely, treating one as a toda, completely as a toda, and one as a shlamim, completely as a shlamim. And now you don't have to worry about this idea that you're reducing the amount of eating on it because now you've brought an extra animal. It's interesting why the Rambam does not bring that option out.
Nobody would really do that. It's not very practical. You find a sheep.
How many people are going to go looking for sheep, lost sheep then?
So, first of all, we'll see. It's not necessarily, as we'll see shortly, that you, the finder, have to supply the breads. As we'll see.
But what about the other animal? The Gemara says the other animal.
But doesn't necessarily mean you have to bring another animal.
Well, who's going to bring it then if you lost it?
You could get it from the Gizbor, couldn't you? Right? Or, remember, we've discussed this many times before, certain animals that need to get redeemed at a lower value, it's something called a mitzvah.
Come on!
Remember something called a mitzvah? Oh,
don't get that.
And that Jews have the opportunity. In other words, you look at this animal, you see, this animal could very well need an elevation of its tikkun as a korban.
You mean this other animal? Right. So you're looking at this animal, you're poaching it because you're hungry.
So we're just looking at is, are there people who are interested, they love Hashem, and want an animal to be treated properly? Right? So, yeah, there are certain Jews who says, listen, it's not my problem. I don't really care about Hashem and his korbanos, as long as I'm in the clear.
Right.
There's other Jews who care very much that this animal should be rendered to the best possible way and are very happy to spend their own money on that.
Poor family finds it poor.
Right? You got to not look at this as a businessman. This is not Torah.
You're hungry. It's not a bonus.
You're not allowed to take things that aren't yours. Especially if you know it could be a korban. If that's a korban, you're in big trouble when you're eating a korban as your own dinner.
You're not sending him your shemaim food, you know.
Howard, you are telling us the advice of the Yetzirah that we're going to ignore.
Okay.
Whoa. But that's I'm just saying that that's why you have to be careful. We're talking about people who care that the thing should reach its tikkun. You know, I mean, why give tzedakah? Why give tzedakah? What a waste of money. You're giving to other people. Well, God says you should give tzedakah. God says you should give tzedakah. God says you should give tzedakah. God says this animal needs a tikkun. We'd like a volunteer.
So the guy goes, firstly, he's schlepping on his
way. You're not obliged to do it.
I know, but he
goes. So give it to someone else who's happy.
He goes and he takes it to the Beit HaMikdash. He buys the bread, etc. Now he has to buy a whole other korban, too, just to make sure.
You know what? Give the mitzvah to someone else.
Okay.
That's all.
If you're not willing to go through all of it, give it to another person.
Judaism's for the Marines. Okay? not for the other types of people. Okay. Let's move on now. Matzah Zohar. Now let's talk about you finding a male Ben Shtei Shamim that's 2 years old. Now that's a ram. Well, now we're in big trouble. Ein lo takana. There's no way out of this. Because what could a two-year-old ram be?
Anashim.
A two-year-old. He's not going to know. I'm only going to know. You know why that happened? You didn't touch it. You have to touch it a little bit or it freezes. Okay. Anyway, because a two-year-old ram can be an Anashim. Could be other things. But it could be an asham, and an asham has to come for a kapara. Mm-hmm. 1 second, what letter is this over here? Samach, right?
Yeah.
A korban asham v'adayin lo chiprubov, and could be the owner has not yet had his atonement in it. We're not sure. If it had its atonement, a korban asham, you could let it graze and get a mum and then redeem it. But it could be it's the fellow's thing. It hasn't got a kapara, and you can't do anything. So it's a problem. So we say, ein lo takara, there's nothing you can do. You can't fix it up because maybe it's an asham v'adayin lo chiprubov. So what? I guess you got to just let it graze till it dies. There's nothing
graze?
You can. What else can you do with it? You don't have to kill it per se because you only kill a korban chatas. It's interesting. Rama doesn't tell us what to do. He just says there is no takana, and that my comment here doesn't tell us what to do with it.
Doesn't say at all.
So since there's not much you can do for it, you'd have to just let it. Die or make, I don't know what the what you do with it, right? And there's no commentary on it, so I don't know what to tell you. Okay, next, what if you find matzah zocher ben shana? What if you find a male that is 1 year old? Now it's a suffix if it's an ola or a suffix it's a shlomim. Those are the two options. Well, either one would be fine, but you can't do one if it could would be the other. You can't treat a shlomim like an ola. Shlomim is supposed to be eaten. Ola is completely burnt, and you can't treat an ola like a shlomim. So what happens? Minichat shipo b'mum. Wait until it develops a blemish. Now you will redeem the money. Umevi shtei behemas tachtav. And now you're going to buy two animals instead. Umas nevomer. He makes a condition and says, im ha'olahoya, if it was indeed an ola, ze ola tachtav. This animal that I bought, one of the two, this is the ola in its place. And the other one just happens to be a philanthropic shlomim. Vim shlomim, if the animal indeed was a shlomim, so ze shlomim tachtav. And now you buy a shlomim, and it's, this is the shlomim's place, and I brought an extra ola that had really not necessary. Now, but remember, shlomim needs breads, ola needs nesachim.
Right.
Has to be accompanied.
Wine.
Now, the Rambam, I guess, was waiting, even though this was already beforehand. He didn't speak out the details. He's waiting for the end of this halach. So he's saying, now we'll apply to everything I already dealt with where we deal with that. So now, umakriv ha'echad ola unesachav. The one that you now bring as an ola has to come with nesachim, has to come with libations of oil and wine. Michel Tzibor comes from the congregation. There's no one to obligate in that.
There we go.
Ve'echad shlomim imalechem. And then the shlomim goes with the breads. Shema Toda. Maybe it was a Toda. I'm assuming that's also from the Tzibor. Rambam doesn't spell it out, but it was what would be the difference of the breads or that. And again, Rambam's not clear, but maybe that other extra animal could be. I don't know.
So I'm wondering, can you, if that one animal, when you redeem it, fetches a certain amount, can you buy two animals for that sum of money?
That's what you're supposed to.
Well, I guess from before we've already seen that it's got to be probably the same money. Should be at least what you get. Well, it's only one animal.
Right, but I'm
it's not like 10 falling into one. We take the more expensive one.
Yeah.
Whatever you get for it, that's what
so
you get for it.
You can't use those funds to buy two animals. That's what
I don't think so. Okay.
What's happened after we play Yehush and all that stuff?
Again, there's two separate halachas. There's halachas of Shavas Aveda.
Yeah.
Once we've cleared that area, now we go to the halachas of Pesulei Muktashim. So that's, we have to, Rama's not going to get too complicated here because it would be much longer to deal with all those issues over here. But we haven't asked the one simple question. We've solved the issue, but what do you do with the animal that you find in this particular situation? Uma yase beze hanimtza. So what do you do with the one that you found over here? It's interesting over here. Question, I'm not exactly sure now that I'm looking this again. So now you sold this animal, right? Right, we sold the animal. You waited till. So now the guy you sold it to, what kind of animal might it have been?
A korban.
It might have been an ola or a shlomim.
Yeah.
Right? So what do you do now that you waited till it got a mum? So what do you do with this? Here's the issue. There's another issue coming up here. Uma yase beze hanimtza. What do you do with the one that you now found and you sold and the guy bought it? This may decrease the value of what it's going to get. Yeichol b'mumo. You eat it with its mum. Why? Shafilo haya b'chor. Because even if, let's say it was, well, you were paid to it. But even if it was a b'chor, because same type of animal could have been a firstborn animal.
Or
mice. Or even if it was a tenth animal that doesn't have any redemption. Still no. B'mumo hu nechol. If it has a mum, you may eat it. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to give it to the Kohen because he can't prove ownership of it. So in other words, you just eat it and that's not a problem.
Can't work it. Huh?
Not what? No.
Can't work it.
No. The Pesach Acher's Manu, and maybe it was a Korban Pesach.
This could be lost.
But if it's after a certain amount of time, then we just assume Harei's a Shlomim. You treat it like a Shlomim, because that, after all, is what a Korban Pesach is. And even though that you're limiting the amount of time, or you're changing the amount of time to be eaten, but we have no other option to deal with this.
But
that's when it's not like Erev Pesach. Let's say you're finding this a couple of weeks after Pesach. There's a lot of possibilities. Right? It could be a chor, it could be meiser, it could be a korban Pesach. Just treat it like a shlomim. But now it's interesting. What if you find a wandering sheep on Erev Pesach? And wandering sheep on Erev Pesach.
That's a concern.
Ubismano, if you found it on Erev Pesach, the assumption is it is for sure not a Korban Pesach. Why? Hakol Nisharim Bo. Because everybody's careful to keep an eye on the Korban Pesach.
Like a turkey today?
No, it's like if you buy Shmura Matz at $40 a pound.
Right. Or more.
And you brought it home from wherever you bought it, it's not likely you're going to lose it. Okay, I'm saying you spend all that money, and it's more than that. A korban pesach is even worse than that.
Yeah.
You even if you lose the shmur matzah, you'll find another one. It's not. Or if you lose a korban pesach,
that's a problem.
You know, that's really serious problems over there. No one's going to lose it. They're going to make sure that it's so unlikely that it could be lost. At that time, it's interesting, but we're assuming if it's at a different time. It could be. So let's try to change this a little bit. What if it was a month before Pesach? Then it's possible it could have been designated as a Korban Pesach. Well, you could.
Why not?
Let's assume. But it could. But since it's that far in advance, it could be lost. Yeah. That's what we're saying over there. Because it doesn't make really sense to say maybe it's Korban Pesach after Pesach. Well, maybe somebody designated one 6 weeks in advance, lost it, couldn't find it, and made another one. But point we're saying is, so at other times it's possible, maybe it was a Korban Pesach, we'll just treat it like a Shlomim. But an Erev Pesach, you don't have to assume it was a Korban Pesach, because nobody loses a Korban Pesach.
So, Rabbi, if you find it after Pesach, it can't be a Korban Pesach anymore. What would you do with it?
It's Shlomim. That's what he's saying. You can't treat it. It is effectively a Shlomim.
You don't have to worry about the laws of Pesach on that.
No, because nothing happened with it. It's just a Shlomim. Aye, wait a minute. There's another possibility of what this animal could have been. The Tomri may ask, wait a minute, maybe it's an Asham Nazir.
Ooh.
Maybe it's a Korban Asham from a Nazir.
Or a Metzorah.
That now needs atonement. Oh, Asham Metzorah, Asham Metzorah. So, and then you'd have all kinds of problems because you couldn't use that at all. Nope. We don't have to worry about it.
Worry about that.
Because Adam, it's a very rare Korban to be brought.
How many people
do you think were Nazirs ever? How many people, had Saras? It really wasn't that bad. That's what Rambam was saying. It's not a usual scenario all year long, so that's remote. We don't assume it. Lefikach lo chasham. Therefore, we are not concerned for
common things occur commonly.
Okay, we got through that one. That's good.
Are we ever concerned that what we come across might be hectic?
You don't have to assume that.
Why?
The Gizber wouldn't lose it. I mean, you're going to...
Even before he received it, it could be hectic.
Well, let's think about that. So hold on. We have been concerned for worse now, so we don't have to worry about that.
No, but it doesn't have to be an animal. It could be something valuable you found in Jerusalem. Could have been.
Well, then I would say the majority of that is not. Majority of watches you're not giving to the Beis Hamikdash, but animals. Yeah. That's a very high likelihood.
Wood, maybe.
Right? Animal, that was the main business of the animal. Imagine, the animal sales.
But if it's fruit...
Near Yerushalayim.
Fruit could be truma.
Yeah, but again, it's not as likely. It's not as likely. There's a degree of likeliness. Yeah. But if you're worried, maybe the guy was Makdish, well, here we're worried about more. We're worried he made it a Korban. That's a higher level of Kedusha anyway we're worried about. Okay, now we're moving on. We've talked about animals getting mixed up before you actually slaughtered them. Now we're going to go to what if you're ready. Now remember, basically it's a busy place. Lots busy. Of people, different corbanos, limbs all over the place. Now what if, now after you've shechted the animals properly and they're in the Azara,
okay.
Now you mixed up some bones, some forelegs or whatever, flanks or whatever, and now you have different body parts are mixed up after the slaughtering. That's a whole different scenario than what we're talking about until now. Because when it's an animal, there's two animals. I don't know which one's a korban shlum and which one's a korban shlum. So we'll tutzach an eitzah and we'll try to figure how to treat one from the beginning as a korban this way and a korban that way. But now these animals have been brought and we assume, we'll see, that they've been successfully done. We're going to see maybe not. So now the question, you get mix-ins, and you don't know, oh, shucks, I mixed that shlamim with those olos.
No.
Piece of meat here and there. Now how are we going to deal with it? So it's not a question, you know, to be poda it now.
No.
Redeeming is not an option once you've shlechted the animal.
You can't do
very little. Very little to redeem over there. Right. So this is the next issue. You test. Nizorvu kadoshim bekadoshim achashinishkadu if holy animals that were shechted. Got mixed up with other holy animals. So the general rule, we're on your test, the general rule is, ye'achlu kechomer shebahem. Treat them like the most strict one that it possibly, again, based on the gender and the age, depending on which one, well, treat it like the worst scenario. And you'll cover it up. Whatever the suffix you have. You have a suffix, right? So well, he'll give examples, but that's a simple rule of thumb. Nisorvu bipsula migash. What if you had some good pieces of meat that were shechted? Now with ones that we know are puzzle. Let's say something happened after the shechita. We know the animal's all wrecked up, and now I can't use it anymore. So you got animal meat that should be either eaten or burnt, processed. Let's say, well, other animal meat that should not be processed and it's just burnt because it's puzzle to begin with. That's mixed up. Or let's say good piece of shechted kachim gets mixed up, or chulin which was slaughtered in the Azara that should not have been slaughtered in the Azara.
Oh,
it's also bad news. So now, okay, so what do you got? Let's say you got one piece of shlamim or whatever mixed in with a psulim mikdashim. So now what are your options? You can't eat that. You can't burn it on the mizbeach.
No.
So what do you got to do? Well, we always have that last option. Let it become self-destructed.
Oh boy.
Which means what? Whatever those pieces are, let it stay past the due date.
Yeah.
So let's say it's an animal. Let it become nosar.
Nosar.
And once it becomes nosar, well, all nosar is treated the same. You just
burn it
anyway.
Burn it
not as a sacrificial burning, but as nosar, it's like it becomes a puzzle automatically. So now you got one that's good, you got one that's bad.
But you don't know which is
which. I don't know what I'm doing. So let the good, between the two, the good will become bad, like the bad is bad. But you don't have a choice.
Oh, you don't have a choice.
Isn't that fair?
Yeah,
you have a better option. Tell us. It's should I eat one of them and run the risk of a much worse avera than say we'll do nothing? It's the lesser of two evils. You have to do something. You don't have a choice. So better don't do anything and let it become no sir. Not that I want it. Now, when a person willingly has a good kosher piece of shlum, say, I know I could eat it and I don't want to eat it. That's terrible. Difference. But here when your hands are tied, what does Hashem want from you? So he wants you to do the least avera possible. So if you let it all become no sir, then that's at least the lesser of all evils. So that's what he says to Ubar Tsurasam. Literally, it means let their shape be lost. But that's not what he means. He means let it stay overnight. It becomes puzzle by staying overnight because you can't burn kachem unless they're puzzle. You see, you have three options. Two are terrible and one is just bad. One option is eat it. Eat it.
Don't.
It might be a shlum. Yeah, but it might be a puzzle, which is for sure not allowed to. Okay, I'll just burn it on the mizbeach. Well, you can't burn puzzle things or things supposed to eat on the mizbeach.
No, don't do that.
So the only option I have is let it become nosar. Once it becomes nosar,
then everybody burns.
It's the lesser of the evils. The yetzei lebeis hasrei, bring to the special place that's designated to burn things that have become puzzle. Let's have an example now of this. Chaf. Evarei chatas. Say limbs of a korban chatas. Let's say. Now, what do you got to do with a korban chatas? Right? Well, some of it gets burnt,
and some goes to the coin.
Eaten by the coin. You still can't have anything.
Nothing.
She nisarvu beivor eola. Got mixed up with pieces, not pieces, limbs of an ol.
That has to be entirely burnt.
Ol's got to be entirely burnt. So now, let's think it out. Three options. Two are bad. One is the lesser of two evils. What do you want to do? Well, let's have the Kohanim eat part of it. We'll burn the rest. Well, what if it's an ola?
Can't do that.
That's a problem. Well, let's just burn the whole thing. No. Maybe it's a kormachata. So you can't burn that which you're supposed to eat.
Right.
So therefore, what are you going to do?
Leave it.
We'll let it become nosar. Manichana kolav. She used to leave it all until it becomes wasted. Fitu uber tsarasim. Its shape is, so to speak, lost. The servants you burn them, but Azara in the Azara, b'makom shesorvim somlosh, in this place that's designated to burn the psul mikdashim inside the Azara. There was such a place that was designated for that. We're going to leave it here. Tomorrow, no, one more. I'm sorry. I have to do one more. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to do one more because I have to. Well, yeah, because it's already been shechted. It depends. Well, yeah, because you can still sprinkle the blood.
Yeah. So
you sprinkle the blood. The atonement's okay. The only issue is you're not. What about we're going to do with the meat? Okay, we have to do one more. I'm sorry because it's one more in this area.
Aver.
Now remember, aver is there's a difference because tomorrow we're going to learn about chatichos, little pieces, and their full limb is a dover chashuv, and a dover chashuv is not bottle. That's why it's going to be different than tomorrow. We're going to talk about little pieces where it could be bustle. So aver shel bale mumin, let's say a limb of an animal which has a mum, which is not supposed to go on the mizbeach. So it has a mum. There's limbs from it. It's not supposed to go on the mizbeach. Let's say after you shechted it, you found that there was blemishes. You looked inside. There's blemishes in them. She saw very good, and they got mixed up with very good meat. Pieces a vorim that should go on the mizbeach, whatever. Afilu aver be'elav aver, even one limb in 1,000 limbs.
Still no.
Yetzah kol abed. It all goes to the base of shreif. I mean, you got to let it all stay overnight and they get the base of shreif. Afilu korvu kulam chutz me'ach me'tarovas. Even you brought them all except one from the mix-ins, and you got so much going on over there. Hareza yisarv bazar b'makin sarv m'sulam yidoshin. You have to burn it where all the m'sulam yidoshin are burned. Tomorrow we'll talk about little pieces that could be bottle, how we will deal with that.